Where are you? Where have you gone without me?
Good evening and welcome to the Historic Preservation Commission meeting occurring on Monday, August 18th, 2024. Mr. Norman, can I have a roll call, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair McDevitt. Commissioner Link? Thank you. Commissioner Preston? Absent. Commissioner Roberts?
Present.
Commissioner Velez?
Present.
Commissioner Villander? Absent. Vice Chair Murray? Absent. And Chair McDevitt?
Present.
Thank you.
Okay. We will now rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, the public will now have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Mr. Norman, are there any speaker slips or online hands?
Thank you, Chair McDevitt. I've not received any speaker slips. And as a reminder, if any public wish to speak on Zoom, please raise your hand and we will call upon you. And Chair McDevitt, we have no attendees on the Zoom webinar.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Norman, do we have any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
Thank you, Chair McDevitt. There are no amendments or adjustments to the agenda.
Okay. Well, that takes us to item A, approval of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting minutes of March 17th, 2025 and May 19th, 2025. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes.
Thank you. And can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Do we have any discussion? Nope. Okay. Can we get a roll call for the approval of the minutes, please?
Yes, thank you. Commissioner Link. Thank you. Commissioner Roberts?
Here.
Vice Chair Velez?
Yes.
And Chair McDevitt?
Yes.
Thank you.
This will take us to item B of our agenda, which is the Stroh Grove Park Caretaker Cottage Project. Secretary Nemec.
Thank you, Chair McDevitt. Today we have one item, which is the Stroh Grove Park Caretaker Cottage. Obviously, this is within Stroh Grove Park and has been since 1965. We do have Joanne Plummer. She's the Neighborhood Services Director here tonight with us, who has prepared a staff report. And I'll hand it over to Ms. Plummer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good evening, Commission members. So tonight, as mentioned, we're talking about the Stroh Grove Park Caretaker Cottage. And I know no one wants to be here, so in conclusion, I'm just kidding. So we have Lisa Prossy on the line tonight to assist. Lisa has been helping us throughout this process. So just to share a little bit about the park and about the cottage, before we go into that, I did want to share that we do have the RINCON report available to show pictures of the existing structure, should you want that. But I wanted to share a little bit about the cottage and the park and kind of why we're here. So the caretaker cottage is not an original structure of Stroh Grove Park. So if ever you've read any of the history books of Stroh Grove or the Goleta history book is a fun one, and even talking with the family, you learn about how that park evolved. It evolved as a place to gather and to gather friends and family members away from the work site, away from the working ranches. And that was kind of that area of the park to gather. So the space grew a little bit, and when that Stowe family handed it over to the County of Santa Barbara, they had done some expansions. They added some facilities to include the caretaker cottage as well as a garage facility. They also added the bathroom facility on that site as well. So they added some other play equipment and some other features in there, too. Some have gone by the wayside just due to deterioration or changed because needs changed. And then in 2002, as you know, the city of Goleta incorporated, and we inherited that deed. One of my favorite parts about Stowe Grove Park is in talking with the family and learning some of how those family interactions happened. And so we're really excited about the Stowe Grove Park master planning process because we're able to now bring some of those memories to light and do that throughout the park and have different signs that talk about the history of the Stowe family and the history just of the park and early settlers in the area as well. So it's been really exciting to go through this entire process and learn more than what I've just been able to read. But as you know, in 2002, the city of Goleta was incorporated. We took over the deed, and we put one of our maintenance individuals into the cottage. In 2016, that individual left, and we actually had two over the years in that site. And the departure of that employee raised a significant amount of discussion related to the options and the need for the caretaker cottage. Part of the challenge was the actual layout of the building on the inside does not meet ADA standards. And so looking at doing that, we were at for a time looking at those improvements. And then the next step was, do we still need a caretaker? The reason that the county had a caretaker, as you know, that our county is huge and it spans across many miles. So to put a park ranger at one park, they could also travel a closer distance to check on other parks. That no longer exists with City of Goleta managing the park. We actually have contracted staff and staff employees that go around to each of our park sites on a regular basis. So currently the facility continues to remain vacant due to the conditions of the facility as well as the employment conditions that we have, and no identified need to really have a caretaker at one of our parks. And the facility has only worsened over the last few years. In the Stowe Grove Master Plan in 2023, the City of Goleta adopted the master plan. It was a year-long process to go through multiple committee meetings, multiple public meetings to find out really what the community wanted to see changed, and most importantly, what they wanted to keep and remain and enhance. The end result is an approved master plan. We've completed the environmental documents, the California Environmental Quality Act documents. That was also adopted in 2023, and we were setting sail to start our renovation process and kicking off phase one of that park. When we first did the master plan, we had worked with the family and the community to talk about, do we need a caretaker cottage, or could we maybe look at that for a different type of use, maybe a public use or a shared use? Should the caretaker need come back into play? And so we were looking at renovating that space for a community use with a caretaker as part of a use, too, and trying to work through that. But it was all shots in the dark until we got an architect on board to really evaluate the situation. In August of 24, we kicked off our project of phase one, which will include the parking lot, that caretaker and maintenance yard, the walkway from the parking lot to the playground, and then the playground will be renovated with the City of Goleta's very first fully accessible playground for children. And so as we were going through this process, really getting a structural engineer in there to evaluate the facility, looking at the city guidelines and the city needs today, tomorrow, and into the future, and then really evaluating what we were looking at doing, we took an item to the Parks and Recreation Commission and said we, you know, looked at some different ideas. And when we went back to the city council, the commission had supported us removing, I'm sorry, at that time the commission had supported us moving some structures around, and we went to council, and council really wanted the community to weigh in and to weigh in on the future of the caretaker cottage. And so we met with the family of the Stowe family. We had a special meeting, and in January the Parks and Recreation Commission had a special meeting just on the future of the caretaker cottage. And the result was all but one commissioner voted for the caretaker cottage to be demolished during phase one. And the reason was the cost to renovate or rehabilitate, the fact that we don't have a caretaker program here in Goleta in our personnel manual, as well as we could just take it down now and continue to look at the future and what other uses could happen. So as the clock continued to tick, our options narrowed because we have to be done with construction to meet a grant deadline by a certain time. So at that time in January, our options were either to keep the caretaker cottage as it stands today with doing nothing to it, not using it, not rehabilitating it. We can't put somebody in it. It's not habitable. Or to remove it as a demolition project in phase one of the park and then reevaluate in another phase. So as I mentioned, the commission supported that. The one commissioner that said no said that she was hoping that the Historic Preservation Commission could weigh in, but timing had not prepared that. So I think at the subsequent Historic Preservation Commission meeting, a commission member had brought that up and said, I think we should weigh in. So Ms. Prosty and I spoke and we talked about it and we put some wheels in motion. We did met with our RINCON, who was our CEQA preparer for our mitigated negative declaration for that project. And they had reviewed the project specifically for renovation of the caretaker cottage. And they wanted to take a deeper look before they could provide a recommendation on demolishing. They did so. They have conducted a thorough survey of the facility. It's attached to your report this evening. They looked at quite a few different options. They did, as mentioned, do it as part of the 2023 Cultural Resources and Technical Report in the ISMND. At that time, they did recommend the structure to be ineligible for listing in the National Registry of Historic Places, the California Registry of Historical Resources, and the City of Goleta Landmark under all applicable criteria found in Chapter 17.33 in the Goleta Municipal Code. RINCON's report did recommend that the park as a whole be considered eligible for listing as a City of Goleta Point of Historical Interest under Criterion A1 within the context of institutional development in the City of Goleta and identified the period of significance for the park to be 1919 to 1940, which is outside of the time frame the caretaker cottage was established. The caretaker cottage does not contribute to the park's point of historical interest because it was added after the park was given to the county and it is not affiliated with the Stowe family directly. It is over 50 years old. Its architectural style is not unique, and the cottage and garage represent simple facilities within a public park setting that are not unique, as I said, and they do not prevent a significant role within the municipal park system in Santa Barbara County. The cottage was not the first ranger or caretaker cottage within the county park system. The buildings did not influence any advancement in park design, and the people residing in the facility were not associated to any element of its historical relevance. So based on the detailed information that's provided in Attachment 1, the caretaker cottage and garage at Stowe Grove Park are considered ineligible for listing in the National Resource Historic Preservation criteria as it relates to the architect and builder and the California Historical, the CRHR. I'm going to get tongue-tied here. And also, it does not qualify as a City of Landmark, City of Goleta Landmark under a specific criteria. Then the research conducted for this assessment did not indicate the caretaker's cottage in the garage would yield important information about prehistory or history. And when we spoke with the Stowe family and originally had discussed the city's request to eliminate the cottage at this location, they were comfortable eliminating the cottage. Obviously, they liked having a cottage there, but they understood, and they were comfortable as long as we talked to the community about it, which was the reason for that January meeting that we had at the Parks and Recreation Commission. The public, we did have public at that meeting, present and on the phone, and they were very vocal, but they weren't vocal about the structure. They were vocal about wanting to see a caretaker in that location. They wanted to have either a night watchman or a ranger or a caretaker that can make sure that there's nothing negative, no negative behaviors happening in the park after hours. So that information has been communicated to our Public Works Department that oversees our Park Maintenance Division. And at this point, there's not a goal for a ranger or a caretaker at this moment, but we're always trying because I'd love to see us. I have a ranger program. The parks maintenance needs, as mentioned early in the report, the county had always, it's easier to handle the maintenance of county parks when you don't have to drive 2 hours to get there. If you were in a park here in Goleta and there was not another park, a park ranger at a host at another county park between here and Cuyama, they could potentially have to drive to Cuyama to maintain a park a couple times a week. So this, the park ranger system made a lot of sense back then. Rincon evaluated the caretaker cottage against local, state, and federal criteria. As the building is over 50 years old, Rincon's evaluation has not found the caretaker cottage to meet any of the criteria to be considered a historic landmark or point of historic interest individually due to a lack of architectural and or historical significance. And they feel that the caretaker's cottage would result in no impact to the historical resources pursuant to the CEQA document that was filed and this follow-up evaluation. However, if it is the desire of the Historic Preservation Commission to consider Stowe Grove Park as a local historical point of interest, staff can bring an item back to you at a later date for discussion and hold the public hearing as required by the municipal code. So with that, I'm available for any questions. I may turn to my colleagues in the planning department to help me with things I might stumble over, but thank you very much for your time, for your consideration, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Plummer. That was very thorough. I appreciate it. You kind of answered all my questions. So how about my fellow commissioners? Anybody have a question? Yes.
Thank you. I'm curious, since the park was given to the county and then, of course, to the city, why did you consult the Stowe family? I'm just kind of curious in terms of process. Do they still have some kind of a lien upon the place? Or?
So thank you for that question, Commissioner. The Stowe family has a deed with the city of Goleta that we got from the county, that as long as the park remains in a certain way, that deed stands. So once that deed, if, for example, if we chose to use it as housing instead of a public park, then we lose the land.
Oh, okay.
So as long as it remains a public park, there's a couple criteria in that deed. And so they do, it's not like they have a lien on us, but they kind of have us, you know, they have a hold on us.
So final word on the changes.
Some changes. So they also have a water line under the park for the ranch, for the Stowe Ranch. So we're going to be opening up that deed at a future council meeting to make some amendments so that they can revise their easement. And so we're going to be upgrading anything related to anything else that needs to be updated in that deed. Mm-hmm. So, but as well, we find the Stowe family a significant stakeholder in the future. And so they've been a partner in the master planning process.
Okay.
They would have, like, even if there wasn't a deed, they would have still been consulted as a state, as having some role in the history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can certainly imagine talking with them to find out more about the history of the place and all of that. But I was kind of curious about the, your explanation satisfies me on that. I also wanted, I didn't see any mention in the document about what plans there are for the space where the house is. Let's say you remove it and tear it down. Are you going to plant a tree? Is it going to extend the parking lot? Or, you know, what it was there? Is that just a separate issue? Or
that's a great question. And at this late stage in the phase one construction documents, it would be considered at a later phase.
Mm-hmm.
So in the plan itself right now, the garage is not permitted. So the garage was coming down anyway. And so right now, if you drove in the park and you had to maintain something, you're actually driving into the park and driving in even if you're dropping off wood chips for the in the maintenance yard or mm-hmm. or materials or something for the bathroom, you're driving actually on the same walkway that children and families walk on. Mm-hmm. So that walkway has been revisioned and reimagined, and it actually will be used for stormwater capture because right now the water drains from the parking lot into the playground. So on a rainy season, we're having to put a lifeguard out there almost. but we're redoing that walkway. So what we wanted to do is create a safer access to the maintenance yard. And mm-hmm. so we wanted to eliminate the pedestrian and vehicle conflict. Mm-hmm. So there, where the garage is right now, which is right inside the driveway, we're creating a roadway that will go into that maintenance yard. Mm-hmm. So it'll go through the caretaker property into the maintenance yard. Excuse me. So what we want to do with that space in the master plan, there was a lot of public input for a community room or a community space where like a Boy Scouts could hold a class mm-hmm. or a meeting or a birthday party that was, you know, the child that has the November, December, January birthdays that wants to still be at the park, but then it rained at the last minute, to be able to have an indoor space there, or the Audubon maybe to consider running a natural space, an education center. So there were a lot of things that were up for consideration. So we would bring that back in phase 2 or 3 of the park and say we have this space. So in the first phase, we're not doing anything, but right now the facility is in blight, and it we get a lot of negative comments, and we have seen squatters there over the years as well.
Really? Wow.
So we're hoping to address it, at least take it down and give the community the chance. They might say, let's put a bench there, let's put something else there. And so, but right in phase 1, there is no expansion, there's no adjustment to that space at this time, just to the garage space as a drive-thru.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions?
I think he has asked yep. all the questions, and I think you answered every mm-hmm. all the questions I have. Thank you.
I just wanted to know if this is going to be actually demolished, and when is the time period when it will? Is this within this year? Because I know that's going to be in the second phase of the assessment. So,
thank you for your question. The time frame for the project, so based on the commission's recommendation this evening, we'll be taking this item to City Council on September 2nd. When we take that item, if council approves the demolition of the structure as well, then we would be including that in our construction documents. Our construction documents are about a little bit beyond halfway point, and so we are hoping to be able to go out for construction bid in November of this year so that we can actually start in January. So this would be part of phase 1 if we were to demolish it this time around. Something new would be part of a future phase.
Well, thank you very much. Mr. Secretary, do we have any comments, public comments on the, or Mr. Norman?
Thank you, Chair. I've not received any speaker slips, and we do not have any attendees on the Zoom webinar.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll, are we voting? Yeah, we're voting
yes.
on approving and on our,
yes, there's two recommendations yeah. on your staff report.
Yeah.
The recommendation to agree with RINCON's assessment and evaluation.
Thank you.
And then step 2 would be to support staff's recommendation to demolish it during the
okay.
phase 1 renovation.
So thank you very much, Ms. Plummer. I appreciate that.
Are we going
place.
To take up
so
the
in
issue
the recommendation-
of the, what am I saying? Are we going to take up the issue of suggesting that the park itself be a site of historical interest?
I think that's later.
Is that later?
Correct? Yeah, that's not for this meeting.
Okay, good.
And that's something that if we choose to bring that forth, we can, but that's not for this item, agenda item. Correct?
Correct. Ms. Prossy, do you want to weigh in on that one?
Sure. Good evening, commissioners. I guess you could look at it as three recommendations, or two recommendations and a suggestion of, as Director Plummer set suggested, or, you know, what's outlined in the staff report, you know, first about concurring with Rincon's analysis that the cottage is not, does not have historic characteristics based on, what was outlined in their report and what Ms. Plummer went over. And then the second one is about whether or not supporting the demolition, making that recommendation to council. And then the third would be directing staff to come back at a later date. Mm-hmm. To consider, after we go through the notice process and then having a public hearing before the commission about the making or suggesting to council that the site be, or the park, be designated a historic point of interest.
Okay. So, the two recommendations, I'll read those off just so that the public knows. So recommendation A reads as, concur with Rincon's conclusion that the Stowe Grove Caretaker Cottage does not meet any of the criteria to be considered a historic landmark or a point of historic interest individually due to lack of architectural or historical significance. And B, provide feedback and input to the City Council regarding the demolition of the Caretaker Cottage in phase one of the Stowe Grove renovation project. And then finally asking for us to, at a later date, look at Stowe Grove Park as a historic landmark, to consider it as such. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So do I have a motion?
I move that we adopt those suggestions, or
concur with Rincon's findings.
Yeah, that we concur with Rincon's findings.
And do you want part of your motion to be that we look at this as far as the Stowe Grove Park being a landmark in the future?
Yeah, in the future that we would consider that.
It. Yeah, that it be brought back by staff, city staff, to us to consider.
Yes.
Okay.
Chair Mimic.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lisa. Mr. Mimic go.
Yeah. And Chair McDivitt, I think for the motion's sake, I think it would be best if, when you do the motion, is to read in the HPC's recommendations, whether that is A and B, and then also the suggestion of making the entire park a historical point of interest.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, and have suggesting that it come back, and it's not a landmark; it's a historic point of interest. Mm-hmm.
Come back for discussion, for the park.
Got it. Okay.
For a formal motion, because then that goes on to council. But this, we need, before we can have the Historic Preservation Commission take that recommendation, we have to give notice and we have to agendize it as a public hearing item, and neither one of those items happened for tonight, so that's why we're not asking for that tonight.
Okay, so we're merely making a suggestion that staff prepare.
Correct. For a future meeting and bring it back, and we'll notice the item. And bring
Sorry.
It before you.
You're fine. Do you want to restate, or would you like?
Okay, so I move that we concur with the Rincon reports, both evaluation of the cottage and the garage are not points of historical interest or architectural interest, and that it can be removed or
demolished.
Mm-hmm. And maybe our motion will be that. And then, right.
And do you want to include in your motion that this be brought, that the consideration of the park as a whole be brought back to the commission at a future date?
Yes, I think if that's appropriate, yes, okay. I would like to.
Okay. Anyone like to second?
I'll definitely second that motion.
Okay. Mr. Norman, can we have?
Yes, thank you. Beginning with Commissioner Link. Thank you. Commissioner Roberts?
Yes.
Commissioner Velez?
Yes.
Thank you. Chair McDivitt?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have anything else on the agenda?
Looks like item C. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. It looks like item C, Commissioner comments. Are there any comments from the commissioners at this time?
I don't have any.
Actually, I have one comment, if you don't mind. Just a couple items to note. At our last, not our last meeting, a previous meeting, I took forward kind of an article draft about the process of nominating historic resources in the city, and I brought that forward to the commission. I'm currently finalizing that draft to be published in the Monarch Press, and I know Chair McDivitt, you had previously mentioned that that you would be willing to take a look. Is mm-hmm. that still a case? I can send that to you.
Yes, of course.
Great, yep. Perfect. Then, other than that, our next meeting would be September 15th, and right now we have, you know, tentatively three items. We'll see kind of how that goes in the next couple of weeks. But as of right now, we do have a meeting in September. If anything changes, we will let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, yes.
Can you speak, or is your mic on?
Yeah, could I ask just for some comments on the status of the Barnesdale gas station thing? I know that we heard about it earlier, and we were...
Sure.
Just like if there's any information on the timeline, it would be good to hear.
Ms. Prassi, do you want to take that one?
I do. Great, thank you. So, Chair and Commissioners, we are still working on the environmental impact report, and we're getting very close to being able to have that out for public review. And when we do, one of the things we want to do with it is bring to have the Historic Preservation Commission look at the sections that are related to the Barnesdale Rio Grande gas station, which would primarily be on the aesthetic section. Mm-hmm. And also, they have some historic resources reports that has also been prepared, and we bring those to you. So sometime, you know, we hope to have that document released for public review soon. I know that's kind of a ambiguous term, but you know, it gets complicated of finishing up reviews and hitting all the deadlines of noticing and stuff. And the document will be out for public review for 45 days when we do release it. So it's on the immediate horizon, I think, is the best way I can say that.
Okay, thank you.
Did that answer the question as much as I can?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
All right. Well, this takes us to item D, adjournment. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
I motion to adjourn.
Thank you. And a second?
I second.
Commissioner Link? Thank you. Commissioner Roberts?
Yes.
Commissioner Velez?
Yes.
Thank you. Chair McDivitt?
Yes. Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you. Mm-hmm.